You're listening to Balkan Has a Faith, the audio podcast about New Birmingham and the people making a difference. Today is another great day in Birmingham, and this is Scott with Balkan Has a Faith. Why is it a great day? Because we have so many people in Birmingham making a difference, like our next guest. We have Denise Moss with us here in the studio. Denise is the director of HR at Revelator Coffee. She's the director of promotions and co-host here at Vulcan Has a Fade. She is an advocate for Culture City and also cystic fibrosis, where she has just been voted as one of Birmingham's finest. And she has a new segment on the Joe Lockett Show once a month, and it is called What's Your Excuse? How are you doing, Denise?
I am fantastic, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. We appreciate you being here and talking about all the wonderful things you have going on. So you've lived in Birmingham for over 30 years. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Denise.
Well, you said, I've lived in Birmingham all my life. I have two wonderful sons, Messiah and Moses, 15 and 14. My support system is here, my family, my friends, just pretty much that's me, you know. I'm social, philanthropist, very involved in my community, enjoy traveling, enjoy sports. I have a lot of different things that I like to be involved in.
You are a social butterfly, no doubt about it. And, you know, one thing I respect about you is the giving back.
Oh, absolutely.
You give back to a lot of different nonprofits and volunteer your time and just their inspiration to a lot of people. So, you know, we appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, you personally, what do you like to do in Birmingham? And, you know, forget about the running for a second, and we'll talk about that. But what are some favorite restaurants or go-to places, events, anything like that?
Oh, of course, you know, I'm going to do a shameless plug for Revelator Coffee. I love going there. I love to go out to Café DuPont. So many places. I like to go to Five Points. I love to go to Uptown as well. I love the Lakeview area. I love all of the areas on 280, Chuck's Fish, just different areas like that. I love to dine out a lot. I like to go eat.
Mm-hmm. And as far as events go, you know, I know you run a lot and all, but you volunteered for several of the running events here in Birmingham too, right?
Yes, we just did Just a Call Away. I ran with my best friend, her very first 5K. Another runner, PR'd. I ran with her for her 5K PR, shaved some minutes off her previous time. A couple of other things I have coming up. I'm training currently for both New York and Chicago marathons, possibly doing a third one in December, but the verdict is still out on that, and a couple other races in between.
Awesome. So talking about races, do you have a favorite race that you've done so far?
Chicago,
and yeah. Why?
Well, I love the city of Chicago, and hopefully maybe I would like to move there, but I love Chicago, and I just love the audience, the people there, very good crowd support when you run that marathon, and I really enjoyed it a lot.
Okay, so now that we've learned a little bit about you personally, tell us about your day job at Revelator Coffee. Tell us what Revelator Coffee is, what they do, and what you do there.
Well, what Revelator Coffee is, we have been in business for about 3 years now. I joined the team in December of 2015. Started out in New Orleans, and now our headquarters has moved here to Birmingham. We have six locations, two in Tennessee, two shortly here in Birmingham, two in Georgia, and also one in Louisiana. We have an upcoming store in Charleston that'll be opening, and we do have another store, like I said, in Mountain Brook here that'll be opening soon. But Revelator Coffee is a third wave generation of artisan type of coffee. We may have been described as coffee snobs, you know, may or may not, but we have very good quality product. We do food and pastries as well, but we're very much known for our excellent coffee.
Yeah, I took an artist down there last week, which I told you about. Mm-hmm. International artist, probably had coffee all over the world. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking, and she took her first sip of that coffee and stopped and said, "Oh, my God, this is the best coffee I've ever had in my life."
Absolutely.
So yeah. You guys' product is truly, truly good.
It is. What I do for Revelator, I'm the Director of Human Resources. I've been in Human Resources for almost 5 years now. Started out as a HR administrator in the automotive industry, and I've just moved my way up in my career. And I oversee onboarding of new hires, out-processing of people that may be leaving us, any benefits, information, employee relations. I handle any kind of labor laws or compliance in 6 different states that we're in, and just pretty much anything HR-related for Revelator. I'm the go-to person for it.
So Revelator is still pretty much a startup company, right?
Yes.
So you've put a lot of policies in place and things like that to get them going and help out.
Yeah, we are definitely a startup. I'm building everything from the ground up. So, yeah, new policies and procedures, I'm putting those in place for them and just building up our brand.
So why do you love HR so much?
I like dealing with people. I like dealing with people. It's not the easiest thing, but I like dealing with people a lot. And I especially like when I give good news, when somebody is coming on board or you're giving a promotion or a raise. But then there's also the other side of HR that's kind of difficult at times, but it's still, all in all, it's a great field.
Awesome. So getting more into your outside your day job, tell us about Resolute Running and what it has done for you personally.
Well, I joined Resolute in March of 2015, so I've been with them almost a year and a half now. And first started because I realized I need someone to help me with running. I had been running for a year, and I wasn't, getting any goals achieved or anything like that. So I started there with Coach Alex and Ann. And they've worked with me, and I've constantly broken, records and different things like that, my own personal records. And then I've met some great people there. I met Coach Gerald Johnson there. I've met a couple of other friends that are very dear to me. Michelle Maha, I met her through running. And so I've built bonds with people that I think that are forever bonds, forever friendships. With Resolute, with working out with TRX, I've become the face of Fitter. It has helped me to achieve to be in the best shape of my life, basically.
So running isn't always just about running, isn't it? I mean, you mentioned TRX, it's about cross training.
Absolutely. If you want to get stronger and continue to move upward, definitely they recommend that you cross train and that you do something in addition to just running, because runners are notorious for just wanting to run, and we have to cross train as well in order for us to prevent any kind of injuries.
Awesome. You mentioned Coach Alex and Coach Ann. Tell us a little bit more about them and what they do there.
Coach Alex is the owner of Resolute and started it, and he just pretty much develops run plans, and does cross training as well. And Coach Ann, she does the cross training. She's a run coach, and she really has helped develop me as far as nutrition-wise. She helps me with nutrition plans and just really with that aspect of my personal training and my run training as well.
Okay. One thing I really want the listeners to know is you have not been running all your life, right?
Oh, my. No.
When did you start running?
I started running in April of 2014. I did my very first 5K in May of 2014 as well. So I just started this. I love it. I'm like kind of addicted to it.
Okay, so you just started in 2014.
Yes.
And you're already running marathons.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah, it is crazy.
So what got you motivated to start running?
Well, my mom passed away, as you know. in December of 2012, Christmas Day, and I really needed an outlet. I needed something to take my mind off, you know, because my mom was my best friend. So I started running, and just pretty much has taken over. You know, it gives me something else. When I run, it clears my mind. It takes my mind off a lot of things, and I feel better after I run.
So as far as the running goes, do you have a favorite race, like 5K, marathon, half marathon?
The distance? I think my favorite distance is probably going to be a half marathon. Okay. I like the marathon, but now I'm getting it's a lot of work to go into training for a marathon. And I think that at this point in my life now, I think that I cannot dedicate as much time and still be successful with running half marathons.
Gotcha. Okay, one thing that you're involved with, not just for running, but as an advocate, is Culture City. Tell us about Culture City.
My good friend, Michelle, I met with her down at Revelator. We were just talking one day, and she brought up Culture City, her nonprofit. And out of this relationship, I've gotten involved with, she has, we have a coffee blend that 20% of the proceeds go back to Culture City. And then Michelle is very persistent. She talked me into running the New York Marathon on behalf of her culture, on behalf of her nonprofit, Culture City. And so that's how I got involved with that. And I believe when you run for a cause, it's a difference. Because, you know, running for myself, yes, I mean, I get that. But when I know that I'm running for a nonprofit or a cause, it's really going to help to get me to the finish line. And I know that I've accomplished something. So
what is, tell us a little about the cause.
The cause is acceptance for autistic children in society. It's not just about the children, it's about accepting them into the community. Things like restaurants, things like, you know, even a barber shop. Bringing the society into social awareness of we have these type of special individuals in our society and we need to be more accepting of them and of their special needs. And that's what Culture City represents.
That's a very good thing. You know, helping people today is a big difference.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But accepting them, too. Not only just helping them, mm-hmm. but letting other people realize, okay, that this is okay. People with Down syndrome, people with cystic fibrosis, like Michelle said, some of these things you cannot just see. They're individual disabilities or individual even special needs. And so sometimes, you know, we have people in society that are not educated and they are not as welcoming to these types of individuals. And we want to change that.
Yeah, very good. Culture City is a great organization.
Absolutely.
Well, one thing I'm very proud to say congratulations to you on is being voted as Birmingham's finest. Tell us a little bit about what that is, what it means, and the cause behind it.
Yes, I am very excited to talk about Birmingham's finest. Oh, so Birmingham's finest, I got nominated by one of my colleagues. Her name is Ashley Lord, and she nominated me. It's a group of young professionals in the city. And what we are doing is getting together to help raise awareness about cystic fibrosis, which is a lung disorder. But they are using us as a platform and what we do to help raise money for this cause. And it all comes to a close on November the 10th. We have a very special event. And what we're doing currently right now, we each have a web page, and we are just asking our friends and family to donate money towards this cause. Because when I went to the training, I found out so much about how expensive the medication is and the breathing treatments and different things that these individuals, mainly children, have to go to, and the lifespan and the life expectancy of these individuals in the past was only 18, and with technology and with funding, because they don't get a whole lot of government funding, but with individuals like myself, or what you can do, what the listeners can do, is donate to this cause, because with this, technology and research helps these individuals' lifespan to be, you know, create more longevity. And right now, currently, as it states, it's into the mid-40s, and we want We want you to walk out and not have cystic fibrosis anymore when you go to the doctor. We want a cure.
We want a cure, definitely.
Absolutely.
We will definitely post links to Birmingham's Finest, Cystic Fibrosis, mm-hmm. and Culture City, but it is about raising awareness and raising money, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So people can give to you as far as your page goes, did you say?
Yes.
Okay. And Culture City, we'll post the link to the website there with what you're going on, what you have going on with New York City Marathon?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. We will definitely post those links for you and all. So what else is on the horizon for you?
I don't know. I have a lot. I have my hands on a lot of different things. Like you said, I do a lot of sports. I'm currently working with Gerald. We're doing cycling training. That's my new obsession right now. And I think we are possibly going to do a duathlon together in September. So I'm really excited about that.
Awesome. A duathlon. So tell listeners that are not active in athletics, sure. What is that?
That's going to be, I think it's a 1.9-mile run, and it's a, I think it's 1.95. And then in the middle, there's a 14.9 bike ride, and then at the end, it's another 1.95 run. So it's a bike run combination.
Wow.
Yeah, we're
That's
excited.
That's a walk in the park for you, though, right?
Yeah, we're excited about it.
Well, it's been great having you here. So as
Absolutely.
Far as keeping up with you, I mean, not just for, you know, what you do at Revelator, Vulcan Has a Fade, but Culture City and mm-hmm. Cystic Fibrosis, how can people find out about more about you? What social media are you on? Mm-hmm. How are you getting those words out?
On Instagram, I am DT Moss, DT Moss. On Facebook, I'm DT Moss. On Birmingham's Finest page, I'm Denise Moss. You can look me up on LinkedIn as Denise Moss as well, too. So I'm definitely on those four outlets.
Okay, excellent. And do you have an email address in case somebody wants to reach
you? Sure. They can reach me at denise@revelatorcoffee.com. Another email address they can reach me at is s.denise.moss@gmail.
Very good. Well, thank you again for being here. It's been great having you.
Thank you for having me. Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Vulcan Has a Fade. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Facebook.